Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we continue to celebrate the hallowed day of the meeting of the Lord in the temple by Simeon, who has waited for him, righteous father, who was waiting for him for 300 years, when the reading of the Isaiah was that a maiden is going to be bearing a child and is giving birth to the Savior. And he thought it must have been a mistake, and he wanted to correct it, to change it, to say it was a woman, not a maiden. And as he was about to change that, an angel appeared to him and said to him that the Lord is willing that you will actually see with your own eyes the event, and do not change it. It is going to be a pure maiden, and it's not going to be a wife or a woman that's going to be. She's going to be a virgin that's going to bear the child. And he waited for until all his relatives have died, and he was left alone for many, many generations. And actually he waited for 300 years from that time. So he was he came in by the Holy Spirit. He came in into the church. He came into the church. The Holy Spirit told him that to come to meet the Maker. And when he had came up to the Mother of God, was holding the child Jesus, 40 days old, in her hand, he made a full prostration and kissed the feet of the Virgin, and the Virgin Mary gave him her son into hands, and he took it everybody knows the prayer where he said, "Now let me depart into the other world," into the world where he knew that he can spread the beautiful new good news that the Savior has finally been born on earth. And he actually had not only seen him, but held him in his arms. And he went with that into the hell and hotel, Adam and all the people there that are waiting of the coming of the Lord of the great news, my beloved. And we have to understand that we have a greatest honor, that we can also receive our Lord. We receive our Lord as if we were the Simon, the God-bearer, but we're accepting the Lord through Holy Communion, through His body and blood. We're accepting fully our Lord into our whole being, into the heart, as we hear in the prayers that we say before Communion, and into all our veins, and all of our joints, and everywhere. The Lord comes into us, makes His abode and with us, and we have to try to remember and know that He is our life. Without Him there is no life, and He gives us, He sustains the life all the time. And let's try to keep ourselves pure and not to contaminate it with all kinds of sins that will make our Lord to suffer again, because we have no love. Because when we commit sins, we show that we have no love for our Lord. Today's gospel that we heard was Zacchaeus. He was a short man. He was a tax collector, and he was a short man. But he heard about Jesus Christ, and his heart went out for him. He wanted to absolutely to see him. And disregarding that he was of age already and he was not a little child, but he didn't care about what people were think of him. He climbed up and up on the tree, high up, so that he could see the passing by, the people with the Lord. And as the Lord was passing by the tree, He, of course, knew that Zacchaeus was there, and he called him. He says, I have to be today in your house, and come down, I'm coming to you. And he went into his house, and Zacchaeus made a feast for him, and of course brought his friends over, and he was so joyful, so happy, and he told that he is going to pay back to everybody that he ever taken advantage of and took more than what he was supposed to. He'll pay them back four times as much, and he's going to give away half of his wealth to all to the poor. And the Lord says, well, today is the day that there's salvation to this household. This man is also from the seed of Abraham. It was a great joy, of course, to the Lord and to the disciples and to the people, except to the Pharisees and to the learned ones. They were filled with envy and jealousy, and they did not, of course, condole what the Lord has done, to walking into a house of a man of not so good a reputation. My beloved, the Lord is looking for us. He is looking for us to come down from our tree, the tree that we climb up so many times. We go up high in a tree to make ourselves look so big, so important, and we look down on other people because of our pride. We look down on people. We don't have that heart that Zacchaeus had at that time, that he wanted to see the Lord. We just up on the tree. But the Lord, regardless of that, not even knowing that we don't have the love for him yet, he's still calling us, and he says, I want to be in your house. I want to give you communion and new lease on life. I want to renew you. Come down from that high place, from that tree that you climb up. He's calling every one of us because he has that greatest love, because he came this earth just for that reason, to save us, to bring us about, to make us understand that he loves us so much that he died for us on the cross, as you know. And he did all that to invite us to come down from our pride, and then to come down to humble ourselves, and to so that he can make his abode, so he can come into our heart and to our being, and to make his abode there with the Father and the Holy Spirit. This is what the greatest joy is for us, when we do receive the Lord, when he makes his abode, and then we know that there is no sicknesses, no sorrows, even the terrible spiritual hurts that we may receive there. Oh, we can bear all that, knowing that the Lord with us, and that we can have the peace and the joy still in us, regardless of all the tortures that we may have to be enduring, as these saints have done. The saints were going through all kinds of tortures. They went through all kinds of unfair treatments and all kinds of disgrace on this earth and so on, but nothing touched them, because they remembered and they knew that the Lord was with them, and this would sustain them, and this would give them the joy that they were able to have, that even the pagans and all those who were torturing them, they were surprised and they couldn't understand. What makes those people have so much joy, and why we can't get them to be angry and hate us and so on, but they continue to love us, and they pray for us so that God will forgive us those things that we're doing against them. This is the Spirit of Christ. This is because they have accepted the Christ in their heart. And let's do that. Let's try to fulfill that too. Let's try to remember, especially those of us who went to communion, that the Lord is with us. And let's try to keep holding the Lord in our heart, and ask him not to leave us, to always to be with us. And this is what the most important thing in life is, to be able to have the fire of love in our heart, and in such a way as Zacchaeus had, that he was willing to do or anything just to make sure that he could see the Lord. And this is what we have to try to do. We we should not look at the opinions of the world and the opinions of anybody else. We just have to try to really follow the gospel and accept the teachings of the gospel and try to live according to the gospel. May the Lord help all of us through the prayers of His Mother, the Theotokos, and our Mother, and through the prayer of the Zacchaeus, that wanted to meet and met the Lord and was given salvation. And let us all come over to our Lord in our hearts and invite the Lord, and so and make the Lord to pay attention to us and bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.